Psalm 79, Psalm of Asaph. O God, the heathen are come into thine inheritance. Thy holy temple have they defiled. They have laid Jerusalem on heaps. The dead bodies of thy servants have they given to be meat unto the fowls of the heaven, the flesh of thy saints unto the beasts of the earth. Their blood have they shed like water round about Jerusalem, and there was none to bury them. We are become a reproach to our neighbors, a scorn and derision to them that are round about us. How long, Lord, wilt thou be angry forever? Shall thy jealousy burn like fire? Pour out thy wrath upon the heathen that have not known thee, and upon the kingdoms that have not called upon thy name. For they have devoured Jacob, and laid waste his dwelling place. O, remember not against us former iniquities. Let thy tender mercies speedily prevent us, for we are brought very low. Help us, O God of our salvation, for the glory of thy name, and deliver us, and purge away our sins, for thy name's sake. Wherefore should the heathen say, Where is their God? Let him be known among the heathen in our sight by the revenging of the blood of thy servants which is shed. Let the sighing of the prisoner come before thee. According to the greatness of thy power, preserve thou those that are appointed to die. And render unto our neighbors sevenfold into their bosom their reproach, wherewith they have reproached thee, O Lord. So we, thy people, and sheep of thy pasture, will give thee thanks for ever. We will show forth thy praise to all generations. O God, how long shall the children of Israel suffer and be devoured by their adversaries? No nation throughout history has suffered as much as they have. Truly, to whom much is committed, much is required. They have been devoured by their enemies. Jerusalem has been laid waste twice. They are a reproach to all people. O Lord, how long shall blindness in part be upon thy people, O Lord, upon Israel, thine heritage? When will it be enough? When will they awake out of their slumber? When will they repent for killing the apostles and prophets and murdering their Messiah, Jesus, the Prince of Life? When will their sins and iniquities be put away once and for all? When will they bow to the King of Kings that you have ordained, and enter into the new covenant that you have made by the blood of your cross through Jesus, the High Priest of Righteousness? Oh, when shall it be? In that day shall your wrath be poured upon Israel's enemies, and Israel shall be saved with an everlasting salvation of the Lord. And the dead shall be raised to everlasting life, and Israel shall take her place as the head of the nations, with Jesus, their Messiah, as king over all. And so shall Israel once again be the Lord's people, and be gathered again as the sheep of Christ's pasture. And we all will give thanks to the Lord forever. We will show forth His praise to all generations. Psalm 79.